Ron Paul would probably take about 17 to 18% of the national vote.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. Today we're talking with Emily Eakins, Director of Polling at Reason Foundation. We've got our latest edition of the Reason Roop Foundation poll coming out. This was questions asked of Americans in mid-March. Let's talk about politics. What's the Republican Party nomination process shaping up like?
We found that Mitt Romney is pulling ahead with 39% among Republican and independent-leaning Republican voters, with Rick Santorum trailing at 26%. Ron Paul is third, and Gingrich is fourth.
Yeah. In general election matchups, you say that Romney, or the poll results show that Romney has a better chance of beating Obama than Rick Santorum or Ron Paul, but Obama beats all of them. Could you talk a little bit about that?
So according to our poll, Obama still pulls ahead by about 3 to 5 percentage points ahead of Romney and Santorum and Paul. However, Romney does better than Santorum and Paul.
What's the spread between Romney and Obama at this point?
Well, neither of them get 50%. But as this poll reveals, Obama still pulls ahead by about 3 to 5 percentage points ahead of Romney and about 5 to 7 percentage points ahead of Rick Santorum and Ron Paul.
What did the poll find if Ron Paul runs as an independent candidate?
Ron Paul would probably take about 17 to 18% of the national vote. And he would take votes from both President Obama and the Republican nominee, both Romney and Santorum. If they were the GOP nominee, he would take votes from both. However, he would take a few percentage points more from the Republican candidate.
Iran is in the news because of possible building of nuclear facilities for bombs and things like that. We're coming out of a decade of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. How are Americans looking at a military intervention in Iran?
We find about 50% of Americans would favor military intervention in Iran if experts believe that it were close to being able to produce a nuclear weapon. However, when we asked if attacking Iran would lead to a war with Iran that's similar in length and costs to the war in Iraq, then opposition shoots up to 56%. Right. Americans don't want another war like that.
And this seems to be one of the things that the Reason Roop poll is doing that is distinct, right? Which is not simply asking how do you feel about something, but how do you feel with a particular price tag attached?
Correct.
What's the benefit of doing that from a polling perspective?
Because we live in a world of trade-offs. We live in a world with benefits and costs. And so if we were to just ask, would you like this particular policy program or this benefit, most people say yes. But it costs money, or it has trade-offs, opportunity costs. And so for a policy to work, we have to know if the public is willing to accept the costs to obtain the benefit.
Right. Speaking about costs and benefits, taxes, big in the news. The Paul Ryan GOP plan is talking about an overhaul of the tax code. Obama has made gestures towards changing tax rates. What are we finding about, are Americans ready to contemplate changing the federal tax code?
Our poll results suggest that is the case. So we ask Americans to use one word to describe how they feel about filing their taxes. And the word that kept coming up was complicated and anxiety. And so we asked about favorability towards a flat tax that would eliminate all federal deductions. And in fact, fully 50% of Americans said they would favor a flat tax. And so then we followed up and asked, well, if we were to have a flat tax where all Americans pay the same rate, about what percentage of income should that be? So we averaged up those responses, and it's about 14%.
I want to thank Emily Eakins, polling director of Reason Foundation and author of the Reason Roop poll, which comes out quarterly, a national poll that asks Americans about everything that's important to them and what it costs. Emily, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.